operating on Dave Rabbit's own frequency at 69 megacycles on your FM dial.
Okay, so where do you, so do you want me to start from the standpoint of when Jim becomes my roommate and asks me to be studio engineer? Jim Brookshire became my roommate at Fan Rain, and he was the official part of AFVN and a broadcaster. Asked me to be his studio engineer. I said, sure, I'd love to do that. We developed a kinship together, and mainly because he was such a decent guy. He was such a sweet personality. He just really cared about things. He would blindly go into a wall if he thought it would prove something. At the end of that tour, we were going to go back home on a 30-day leave before we got to Saigon. I was going to leave the barracks somewhere around 7 o'clock, about 5 o'clock, 5:30. I got real restless, excited about going home to see my parents. And I called my security police friend, and he came and picked me up at the barracks. We go down to the flight line. And we're sitting there on the bench, and about 6:30, the alarm goes off. It's a big siren. It goes off whenever the base is under any kind of attack by rocket or mortar. And we got besieged with numerous rockets and mortars. There's smoke coming out of the barracks area. And I find out, as we get closer, that one of the rockets landed in our room and killed Jim, instantaneously destroyed our room and created some real havoc and some other injuries to people that were around the perimeter of our room. And it dawned on me immediately that if I hadn't been restless, that at 6:30 instead of 7, I would have been laying in my bunk, which I had the lower bunk, and I'd be dead. And that really scared me, and it really devastated me. Jim's death and the fact that I should be dead too. And I didn't want Jim's death to go for nothing. And I decided then and there that I was going to do a show for the troops, that I was going to do a show for the guys on the front lines. And I didn't care at that stage of my life what it took to do it. And Pete and I decided what we were going to do. We secure the talents of Nugent, who worked for AFVN Saigon. We sat there for 2 months and developed Radio First Termer. Pete was a frequent flyer at one of the local whorehouses in Saigon. He introduced me to the madam. We negotiated with her to rent a room that we could broadcast out of. We, through Midnight Supply, acquired all of the equipment that we needed. Radio First Termer started on January 1st, 1971. And we broadcasted from 8 to 11 every single night.
We're an underground radio station here, and we say what we feel like saying. And we bring the truth to the First Termers in the Republic of Vietnam.
The content of the show, Radio First Termer, there was no question it had to be hard acid rock music, because that's what the guys in the field weren't getting. AFVN was playing this bubblegum kind of music. I mean, and they, you didn't hear James Brown on AFVN. You didn't hear the Birds. You didn't hear the Kinks. You didn't hear Blood Rock, which is one of my favorite groups. You didn't hear off-the-wall bands through AFVN because of censorship, because it was drug-oriented music. And so there was no question that Radio First Termer was going to be nothing but everything that pissed everybody else off except for the troops. And the troops were the ones that the show was done and created for.
Lifers are like flies. They both eat shit and bother people.
Right on. And then we decided that we needed to have a hero that we were going to really just humiliate constantly. And we had a base commander at Tanzanute that was really chicken shit. This guy had come from a SAC command, and he felt like that if you didn't have highly polished shoes and that you could bounce quarters off your bed to hit the ceiling, that we weren't going to be successful in Vietnam. Everybody hated this guy. They put his name up in the toilets. They did all these nasty things about him. And so he became my number one target. And there was not a single night that we didn't do some kind of gag or some kind of bit about him being a raging queen or being this or being that.
In answer to some of your questions as what the base commander thinks of me, here are his exact words.
If I ever meet that son of a bitch, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to hit that motherfucker right square in a goddamn teeth. More than once.
Would you believe that's what the base commander thinks of me and my nasty ways? Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Well, as the show progressed, I became his number one target of hate. I have it on good authority from people that went to his meetings that he said he didn't care if another North Vietnamese target was destroyed, but he wanted the head of Dave Rabbit. When I got this guy's goat so bad that he put me as the priority as opposed to trying to win the war in Vietnam, that's when I knew that what I wanted to do for Jim, to make his death have some kind of significance and meaning, that's when I knew that I won that war.
Good evening. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And this is Nugent.
With tonight's news. In Washington today, President Nixon was officially charged in connection with the My Lai massacre. Although the president was nowhere near Vietnam at the time, higher-ranking officials are positive that there is some connection. What, however, they aren't sure of. No comment from the president was available.
You have to understand that Radio First Tremor was not where we sat there and we walked in one day and said, okay, let's just go by the seat of our pants. It was all predetermined on what we did. We knew we wanted to have 30 days worth of material. I figured if we weren't in jail in 30 days, then they weren't going to catch us.
In Alabama, Governor George Wallace is announced as his running mate for the presidential election as H. Rapp Brown. Rapp was not available for comment, but his associates say it's the happiest day of his life.
You know, people always ask, they say, well, you know, was anybody ever negative about the show? Hell yes, they were negative. You know, the military brass was not our biggest fan. Although we had a tremendous amount of military officers, as well as lifers, who I used to make fun of, that were friends of ours. Not only were they not friends of ours, they also were helping to protect us.
I've had quite a few letters recently concerning some of the different items that Radio First Termer has to offer his followers. And one of the biggest things is the official Dave Rabbit sweatshirt.
Some of the gags that we did, I mean, they started out as a lark, and then it got so damn popular that we figured we had to do it, such as the Dave Rabbit official sweatshirt.
For those of you who are unaware of what a Dave Rabbit sweatshirt is, I'll tell you. It's a white sweatshirt. On the front of it, it has a large white rabbit, and the rabbit's dick is completely hard. The rabbit is carrying a sign. On the sign, it reads, "Fuck it before it fucks you."
Well, hell, the next day, people are going, "Damn, I want a Dave Rabbit sweatshirt." And we were giving them fake addresses to send the money to and stuff. And then the stupid Tonsonute post office was getting besieged with, you know, cards and MPC trying to buy Dave Rabbit sweatshirts. So I said, shit, we've got to produce these damn things now. So we went downtown and found three or four Saigon artist, and we had them hand paint about 200 to 300 sweatshirts. With every one of them was different because they were all hand painted. And then the next day, we had these Vietnamese merchants to sell them right outside of the base in Tan Son Nhut. We sold out 300 sweatshirts, like within an hour and a half maximum. And then the next day, you know, we're walking around downtown Saigon, and I mean, there was guys wearing these stupid sweatshirts.
It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not thrown in jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with more hard acid music.
And on the 21st of January at 11 o'clock, because we were told by security police that were supposed to be finding us, but were protecting us, along with a network of other underground anti-war military folks in the Saigon area. We knew that we had to stop. We knew we had to call it quits. And at 11 o'clock on January 21st, the last thing I said was good night, Vietnam, and good luck.
The voice of news information and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Turner at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night, Nugent.
Good night, Dave.